but suddenly reined back by some counter-thought. He hurried towards the helm, huskily demanding how the ship was heading.
"East-south-east, sir," said the frightened steersman.
"Thou liest," smiting him with his clenched fist. "Heading east at this hour in the morning, and the sun astern."
Upon this, every soul was confounded, for the phenomenon just then observed by Ahab had unaccountably escaped everyone else, but its very blinding palpableness must have been the cause. Thrusting his head halfway into the binnacle, Ahab caught one glimpse of the compasses. His uplifted arm slowly fell. For a moment, he almost seemed to stagger. Standing behind him, Starbuck looked, and lo, the two compasses pointed east, and the Pequod was as infallibly going west. But ere the first wild alarm could get out abroad among the crew, the old man, with a rigid laugh, exclaimed,
"I have it. It has happened before. Mr. Starbuck, last night's thunder turned our compasses, that's all. Thou hast before now heard of such a thing, I take it."
"Aye, but never before has it happened to me, sir," said the pale mate, gloomily. Here it must needs be said that accidents like this have, in more than one case, occurred to ships in violent storms,